Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, hello, hello. Here we are. Friday at last, right? It just seemed like a long week. Very long week.
And well,
I bet we were sick. Yeah, true. We were sick, but I bet you people that are sitting out there in Florida and elsewhere with no power, et cetera, probably was a really long week.
Well, I've been there a couple times. Not longer than 8 days, but 8 days seems like 800 years.
Without any power?
Yeah, twice that happened. Once because of that electrical fire, too, in the winter.
What did you do all day?
I had a radio.
Did you?
Yeah, I had a radio. I had barbecue so I could grill food. You know, I had kept the cooler so there was some, you know, some food that was available. I read the Sunday paper game eventually. No, I went and bought it when a Wawa opened. Got power in town.
Did they?
And I went and got coffee and a paper, and I felt like I was like some, like I just got out of prison. So happy. Sitting there drinking coffee outside on the porch.
So yep. There were
and then had cooler.
No job. You couldn't go to your job. It was closed.
Oh, no. Yeah, there's...
And I bet your computer.
I did after a while. I mean, the first couple days, no. I think it was a weekend anyway when it first happened.
Then I bet your computer went down, too.
Well, all the tree limbs coming down, it took out the DSL line. So that was a whole different story. I was all about computer internet for longer than that 8 days.
Yeah.
That was, power was more important. Okay. Let's not talk about the woes of others because they are way worse off than we are because a lot of them had their houses mangled.
They did. You know, I get a question, and I'm going to address it right now, that I get asked constantly, rarely by men, seriously, when you hear the question, rarely by men, but very, very often from women, frustrated women, women that are crazy in love with a guy or another female that they can't seem to get them on the same page with them. They'll ask me, and this is the question, how can I make him or get him or her to love me? How can I get them to do it? Guess what? You can't. You cannot get anybody to love you if they don't already have the potential to do so. A lot of people don't really understand about potential. Jim, do you understand potential?
I understand what potential energy is. And
can you put that into some
potential energy is like when you have a spring pulled back and it's just sitting there ready to go. It's got all that energy. It's potential. It's not actually doing anything yet, but it's there. Compressed air is potential energy. It's all built up, ready to go, and it's ready to do something for you. So a little ball sitting right on the edge of the table. That's potential energy. As soon as it goes off, then it turns into kinetic energy.
So what would be the opposite of that?
Kinetic energy is energy in motion. And potential energy is energy that is stored. Kinetic energy is the energy that's actually being used. It's actually happening.
Can that run a parallel with not having the potential to make somebody love you?
I don't think it can because if they have the potential to love you, usually potential energy is one step away from turning into kinetic energy. But is there a potential between a relationship? Is there really, or is it the woman thinking there's potential there?
Ooh, good one. Well, that's
because you have to make the guy love you, is there really potential? Really? Really?
No.
No.
And that's the thing that is hardest of all to understand, is that you may feel all the potential in the world.
Right.
Oh, I can, it's like that song Taylor Swift sings, "You Should Be With Me," or what's that one? "You Belong With Me." We belonged, whatever it is. Anyway, she says, I'm the one who knows you and loves you. She's the one that brings you down. And I'm thinking, yeah, but if that guy only feels friendship for you, you're not going to turn that into something more. I don't care if you stand on your head. I don't care if you know all of the positions of the
Yeah.
Kama Sutra.
People have been trying to do potions for thousands of years, love potions and all that stuff. And
it's a bunch of hooey.
It is what it is, right? Yeah. I mean, there's obviously some things that can make a person more likely to. But if you're at a point in the relationship where you, it's not like you just met. If you're at a point where you're like, this isn't going anywhere, well, maybe because that person doesn't want it to go anywhere. He's just happy where it is, just being casual, just being boyfriend, girlfriend, being like, yeah, I don't want a lifetime partner. I just want somebody to go on Friday and Saturday dates with, maybe.
And that's
and have a brown chicken brown cow.
And then you have the choice of hanging in there with that or moving on.
And if you continue to hang in there with that, then that guy's no longer a bad guy. You're an enabler.
That's exactly
You can't
true.
Say that dirty, dirty dog. It's like, you already know what he's about. Now it's your fault.
You've gone with him for 6 to 12 months.
Where he cheats all the time, but then he comes back and says he's sorry. Well, every time you take him back, once I understand, everybody makes a mistake, but when it's a repeat thing, now you're enabling.
Or he's not talking about, gee, we should think about the future. Where are we going? If he's avoiding these topics.
Because he doesn't want to talk about it. He doesn't want the future.
That's right. There's no potential there.
Or sometimes it could be a not right now thing, especially for younger people. The person could be like, you know, I just want to live in the now. I'm not saying we're never going to be together. And he might be true. If he actually says that. But you can also make it say, yeah, there's a certain point where we are going to talk about it or we're going our separate ways.
And you know, these movies and these books, websites, what they are selling, we should not be buying. I mean, yeah, it's all so romantic and everything, but you could push a man right off the edge. Right, Jim? If you have felt pressure from women and you've had to 86 them.
Yeah, that, and I also have, and it, to me it's the famous last words, I almost can't help myself from laughing when some of the women say, I am never getting married again. I don't want to get married. I just laugh. It's like, you're lying, sack of whack.
They are?
Yeah. Well, I'm never getting married again because I'm a divorced woman. I'm never getting married again. But it's like, yeah, I've heard that tune played many a time, and now it's that thing that starts changing after a while.
Yeah, it does. So I wanted to clarify that, you know, that many come to me with very high hopes, lots of wishful thinking. They are involved with Harry, Bob, Jim.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, her name's a name. What's a name? My name's a name.
Yeah, and the thing
just
is,
just way to make yourself different.
They don't want to hear the truth. So
no.
Then they have to stumble into it on their own.
Never want to hear the truth, ever, ever. Because I know he loves me. Yep.
You might know
or
it,
she loves me. It's a two-way street. It's not just...
Might be lying to yourself, too.
It happens for guys, too, with the chicks. It's more often the other way around, but there's chicks that are playing guys, too.
Oh, big time. Mm-hmm. Very much so.
Sure.
You know, we start out doing that when we're very young. I don't know what the girls are doing now, but in my generation, you were taught early young to... jerk his string or...
I guess, yeah, I don't know what you could say, you know.
Pull his
string. Work him into a froth, a frenzy. So he always thinks about is you and nothing else type of deal.
Yeah, but I really think that that's a good way how to lose a guy in 10 days.
You better be somebody special if you're going to pull that crap.
Yeah, you're right. But then they break up with you, and what do? They instantly fall in love with somebody else. That was very likely meant to be. So love is a cruel game that we play.
Comms are good. All right, let's get the rock and roll show going, Deb.
I'm waiting to see if people a chance
we have
to join us.
Well, you saw the one already, and now we got another.
And we got some nice folks with us. But, hey, Facebookers.
Facebookers.
If you are joined with us, like we are conjoined twins right now. I'm in a funky mood tonight. Then thank you for being here. We love having you in attendance. We will turn to you when we run out of calls.
You know, we actually cover that when we actually start our normal process intro stuff. It does get covered.
I hear you. I hear you loud and clear.
So rock it.
Okay, I will.
Get your part of the intro started. We did a little preamble. That's all we did. A little bit of a preamble. And you know what? It's our show. We're not making money.
Well, people
start making money. We want to talk. Let's have fun.
They ask questions, and sometimes I feel like we should address
it. I have no problem with it. And, you know, I appreciate the listeners on or the watchers on Facebook and stuff. But you know what? Let's look at the marbles here. We're not making a dime off of this. We do this for you folks.
Just for fun. For
and
ourselves.
We got to hold an extra 5 minutes because we want to talk about something. Sorry, but you didn't pay for this reading. If you paid for a reading with Deborah on psychiclovedirector.com, then you'd own her for that 30 minutes.
And we just skipped over, but I was going to say what the kicker is in all of this.
We never started.
About potential for love, blah, blah, blah. The kicker is, here's the definition of real, true love. Real, true love, lasting, genuine love is when their happiness is more important than yours and you want them to be happy, even if that means not with you. That's a toughie.
But does that ever happen on this planet? I've never known anybody to ever say that. You know what? I love the hell out of this woman, but you know what? She doesn't want me, so I'm happy to let her go because that's more important to me.
No, well, happiness is defined as simplicity. I don't think happiness and love naturally walk hand in hand.
Well, you want them to be one and the same, right?
Well, true.
We want to be in love and be sad.
But if you really, really love somebody, isn't their happiness important to you?
Yeah, but you want your cake and to eat it too in the relationship.
So you want to be selfish in the meantime.
That's love is very selfish, isn't it? Both. It's like, I'd want that person to be so happy, but I want to be with them. Otherwise, I don't give a shit about their happiness.
All right.
You laugh, but you know it's true. Start the intro, the real one.
All right, here we go.
Start the cods. Talk about the cods. Right. Too many to matter.
Three wise men on a journey.
Yeah, it's a little early for the wise men. It is coming, though. It is coming. December's not far away.
Yeah, look at that. And there they are with their journey.
And, you know, that's a date. They can't nail that date down. They just, December 25th is the date that it was, but they don't know when that actually happened.
Yeah.
So let's go.
All right. Tonight's readings are conducted, as they always are, with the nothing but an ordinary deck of playing cards as the focal point for intuitive perception. It is not a gift. I mean, I could get in an argument with 100 people who are psychically inclined.
Sure.
And how many of them are going to argue? Oh, yes, it is. You know, why? Because they don't want regular people to learn how to do this.
And especially when you drive by their businesses on the street. They have actual businesses. So-and-so's psychic, whatever. You're like, oh, yeah. They are going to argue with you on that.
About being gifted.
Because that's their cha-ching. That's how they live. That's how they pay bills and eat.
Right. They have to continue that mystery of, wow, you know.
They really want a dependence. Is what they want.
They do.
They don't want anybody to figure stuff out for their own. Okay.
Where myself, I would rather teach you so that you can learn how to make the best choices in your life. So we'll talk about that another time. But we are using just an ordinary deck of playing cards. That's the focal point for my intuitive perception.
True that.
Okay. So don't think tarot or other oracle type cards or any of the other amazing systems that are out there, and there are. I don't know any of them.
They're different.
Because I chose to just stick with this. When my grandmother handed it to me, I didn't want anything else to bleed into it, you know?
Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, so it's very pure in terms of personal.
Which, either way, it probably is better that way for people that want to seek a certain. Well, have somebody that's kind of good at something because they know a bunch of things. Or go to the one person that knows that one thing, the best of the best of the best. Like a specialist.
I agree.
Like a doctor, a specialist. You're not a GP.
No.
You're a specialist.
Right. But everybody has to go through training to become specialized. Now, one thing I do suggest is don't become a psychic shopper. You're just going to confuse yourself. Think of that time you had to go buy a suit or a woman had to get a fancy dress. If you start going to, you know, 10, 12 different shops, you are going to so thoroughly confuse yourself. Where do you think you're probably going to end up?
And you're going to hate the experience and never want to do it again.
Exactly, but you'll likely end up back with the first one.
Unless that was a really bad experience, but yeah, right.
So I say three. Go to three. First of all, there's meaning to numbers. Number one is unity. Number two is yin and yang, male and female. Opposition. And number three is the act of creation. Yes.
Alrighty.
All right, so with that.
I will, you keep on, keep on.
All right, now this is going to be Jimbo's turn.
Alrighty then. I would like to remind everybody the show is for informational and entertainment purposes only. We hope everybody does indeed enjoy themselves. We just say that as our disclaimer because you have to have a disclaimer nowadays or you end up in court over something. Also, if you're an international caller, viewer on Facebook, let us know and you'll get a live international shout out when we can. If we're in the middle of a reading, it may be a few minutes before we can actually give the shout out. But we shall do so. I promise.
Yeah, and while you're on Facebook, you can always give us a wave or, you know, tell us where you are from if we don't know you.
Well, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely. Yeah, I am, if you're new, Facebook folks are watching. They can see us live. The Blog Talk guys are wondering, what the hell are we talking about? We also, for Blog Talk folks that aren't normal callers or new, we simultaneously broadcast this show on Facebook Live.
Yes.
So that's why we're kind of talking back and forth to both, and it may be confusing to you.
You can go to the Psychic Love Doctor show page on Facebook, open to everybody. There's no restrictions.
Yeah, and if you like and follow, you'll get notified. Blink, you get notified every time I go live.
And if you come in there and you start, what do they do to us? They scam us?
Yeah, they come in, they try to poach. Yeah, I don't know. They try to scam the other viewers in
there.
You're
going to get a great big boot. Right out of there.
Get banned from the stream.
Yeah.
Also, here's our first one. Kay from the UK. International
UK.
Shout out. I believe Kay is new. At least I don't recognize.
I don't remember either. But
all right. Well, welcome. Welcome in from the UK, which is already Saturday.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Let me keep on, keep on, and so we can start the real show.
Yeah, let's get going here.
We got to talk about communication. This is a call-in show primarily, and we'll talk about the other thing in a second. 515-602-9676. That is the number to call in. And when you call in, and I always do a test, everything's perfect.
Okay.
But sometimes it's not. You know, the internet likes to play little games with you sometimes. But tonight is not that time. When you call in, you'll hear some automated stuff saying you're going to go on hold, and you can listen to the show while you wait. True statement. You will go on hold, and you will listen to the show, and you'll hear it. If you don't hear it, something didn't go right, just call back. Hang up, call back. But if you're hearing the show,
you're good to go.
Perfect. We physically see the numbers. We know you're there. You will not be forgotten. You're not calling in to the Social Security Administration, and they'll get your call 436 years from now. You won't be gotten, right? Unless you call, like, when we're getting ready to end. That's not a cool
thing.
Somebody had to go bye-bye. We're fine. Just chill out. Relax.
Alrighty then.
All right, and for those folks that cannot call or Skype in, you can Skype in. You can Skype numbers. That's cool. And sometimes it's domestic, but typically it's international, folks. If you cannot do so, we'll open the floor. Every show we do except Monday, because that's a whole different ballgame, but every show we will open the floor to messenger folks. The only stipulations are you have to be friends with Deborah Lee. And you got to wait till we say to messenger us. You can't just messenger us like on the phone, but get ready and get in line. There is no line. It's Facebook Messenger is free. So if you call us when we're not ready, we're going to have to hang up on you. Doesn't mean you can't call back when we're ready. We just cannot do so. All right. Also, let's see, for the folks that are on any Facebook or telephone, please minimize your background noises, cell phones, Bluetooth, and speakerphone are bad for us. If you can legally and safely not use those, that would be great. Stop your multitasking when we take your call, because once again, it comes bad out on our end. Background noises are huge. So please minimize those. Make them zero if you can. And tonight is Friday, and on Friday we do a special deck of Rebel card readings before we say goodbye to you, and we just put you on hold. We don't hang up.
Yeah.
So when you hear, that means yeehaw, your reading with Deborah is over, i.e., don't start asking more quick questions. No, your reading's toast, because we got other people. And I'm going to give you a Rebel card reading. These Rebel card readings, they're the opposite of the healing card, angel cards, or the other angel card for those that are familiar with them. These are like, hey,
up in your face.
Hey there, buddy. These are like, there's no sugar. These are not donut shop cards. There'll be no unicorn rainbows or sugary donuts.
Right.
But they're entertaining. And
I pulled one out and it said, stop blaming other people. Take ownership of your own shiz. Yeah.
Right. So they're not always going to be happy, happy,
and that
joy,
wasn't
joyous.
The word they used.
Yeah, and we will.
Clean
I will.
It up a little.
Yeah, they're dropping F bombs a lot of times in these cards and other stuff. We'll come up with some other words.
Yeah.
But you'll know. Oh, you'll know. All right, I think we've covered all the things. We yak, and I think we're going to take our first caller. We're going to area code 516 in New York. 516, you are the first caller.
Hello, and welcome to the show.
Welcome in.
What is your first name, please?
Hi, Jennifer and Jim. It's Kavita. It's Kavita. How are you?
Kavita.
Hey, what's happening, Kavita?
We are finally better. And I'm going to knock on wood.
You're going to start taking antibiotics.
I have been.
Not as religious as you should be.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Well, I have two questions. The first one is, do you know I'm on a healing path and with this tinnitus? And there's a healer who's supposed to be incredible. He's from England. His name is Jerry Sargent. He's going to be in New York on November 13th. Should I go to his all-day healing workshop? Would it be worth my time? He charges quite a bit of money.
Yeah,
that's what
I'm
asking.
He's expensive.
Yeah.
All right. That's question number one. Yeah. Also, what's question number two? Get him out there now before she puts the card on.
Yeah, this is interesting. A week ago, I dreamt, and I mentioned this to Deborah in a private reading, my ex, best friend, her father, who passed over a number of years ago, came to me in a dream, and I asked him in the dream, do you have a message for me? And then he disappeared, and I woke up. It was weird. I've never dreamt of him. He died many years ago.
Wow.
So now what was that relationship with that person?
Father of her best.
This was my best friend for many, many years, since childhood. And she did a number of things I wasn't happy about. And I just asked her not to call me if she's going to be like that. And I haven't spoken to her in a year. This is my closest friend since childhood.
Hmm. Okay. All right. Well, that's interesting. All right. Cards are going down. All right.
Okay.
Before she gives the reading, I'm going to just... Did you really research the heck out of this guy for the healer guy?
Yeah.
Just from what's on the website and speaking to his personal assistant, which, you know, I don't know. I mean, obviously she's going to defend him. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I would go out on the, like, Google the heck out of it. Google the crap out of it, especially if it involves a large sum of money. And back to Deborah now with the actual reading.
What do you really want me to tell you? I mean...
She wants to know.
I feel like I'm going to really knock the wind out of your sails.
But she wants to know, Deb.
I don't think I think he's very much a performer. I don't know if his capacity is that much as a healer because of the cards I see here. And it looks to me at this particular juncture that you would come away angry that you spent that kind of money.
Man, you probably have no recourse either once you do it.
Well, are they giving refunds? Probably not.
Yeah, well.
No, I doubt that. I doubt it. No, that's good to know. Okay.
I've got to tell you, you'd be amazed how many of those that are in any kind of practice come out as not quite the people that they're advertising.
That's the world we live in nowadays. I mean, the world's been like that before.
Absolutely.
It was very limited when there was no media and internet. You know, there was always a little traveling guy selling little elixirs and potions that were scamming people.
Yeah.
But now it's a huge market.
Oh, and he is reaping great profits from what he does. But if this was somebody I was interested in going to see, right there, the Four of Diamonds card of untruthfulness, I would not trust
him. Err on the side of caution?
Yeah. Does he put out?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, that's good to know. There's another man. I think we had talked about it in a reading. His name is Malcolm Smith from England. He's through the Edgar Cayce Center. He's coming back next week. Should I do a session with him?
Is he real pricey too?
Well, not compared to the other one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that man is far more committed to what he does. And he is a true believer in his healing. Now, when it comes to healing, it can be a gift. Just like going to a fantastic hairdresser, some of them should not be in that profession. But some of them are like born to it. You know what I mean?
And it's so hard for us users, us customers, to really figure that out.
Your cards show that you would actually consider in the future making a journey over to go see him.
But still do your due diligence on Google.
Well, actually, he's coming to New York next week, and he's working through the Edgar Cayce Center. They're the one here too.
Yeah, do a lot of background on that if you go down that road.
Generally, the Edgar Cayce folks are 100% legit.
Oh, okay. I just didn't know anything. Yeah. I am dumb on that subject.
Yeah.
All right, what about this the dream?
Oh, the dream.
Stand by for her best friend, the dream.
He's mad at her.
Was it a he?
Yeah, the father.
Oh, the father of her. Yeah. I gotcha.
Yeah.
I think he's trying to, what I'm hearing is rather faint, actually, but I think he's trying to say, save her. You, save her. You may have to put that.
You may have to think what that would mean.
Yeah, what is she doing that she needs saving?
And is it like really serious, or is it saving because she's starting to shut people out or treat people badly? Mm-hmm. You have to think about what that means to you.
Yeah.
He's right here, and he knows that you have truly loved his daughter, you know, in a fantastically wonderful way.
And logically, knowing nothing about dreams, that makes sense why he would show up there and then just disappear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was just trying to say, please see what you can do or something, you know, because being a father, you know, fathers are fathers, right?
Yes,
well,
Go ahead.
What's interesting is she posted on Instagram, her youngest daughter just got engaged, and it was the same day that I had, you know, when I woke up from the dream of the father. That would be his granddaughter got engaged that day.
Wow. Mm-hmm. See, now, if we were in session, I would keep doing these cards over and over. So I want everybody
to... Yeah, absolutely. Right, right.
Yeah, I'm using a 24-card layout. But when we're doing the show, we're not getting too many calls so far, so I can take a little longer with each person, but I really can't start redoing them. But I would say he's looking to you. Because he's very disgusted about something. And that to me is unusual, because they usually are in a place of such serenity and love and, you know, healing and peace that I really didn't think that they would, you know, I guess I'll have to cross over and find out if I'm going to get mad at my kids too and go looking for somebody
It could be a mad because they know it's not healthy for them, mad.
Yeah.
You know,
mad,
like you're not acting like a proper person. Be like, you're on the road to self-destruction or something like that, you know?
Well, and on a lighter note, I've got to tell you.
Oh, there we go.
I know we've gone through this in your reading.
Uh-oh.
You are getting closer to getting hitched.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's a
hookup.
Well, it's a wedding, not a hookup.
Oh, that's right. Because all people have weddings and never have sex ever.
No, I'm saying, though, that there she is right next to it is the card that symbolizes marriage or union-like marriage. Okay. And then you've got that three clubs, and that means it's coming.
Oh, that's
great. And that's within threes. Like, 3 days is too soon. 3 weeks, probably not. 3 months, you might have met by then. 3 years, definitely doable. So, but you keep getting that. And you know, you think about it, the odds are kind of astronomical when I'm dealing with 24 cards and the same cards are coming up. So,
All right. That's great. Thank you.
Awesome. You know what? All right. Here we go. I will tell everybody right now.
Yeah!
As we said, these are rebel cards. And they're not happy, happy, joy, joy all the time. So,
but they have your best interest.
They have your best interest at heart, and it may not even be about anything we talked about. So don't get offended when I pull this card. Remember, don't shoot the messenger. I'm the messenger.
Yes.
That's all I am. I got a bulletproof vest, but you can still shoot me in the head. Anyway, here we go. The subject is lightning bolts.
I see that.
It says, figure out your own stuff. Figure your stuff out on your own.
figure shit out on your own.
And it might be the dream thing. It might be something else.
I felt right away it was in reference to why she needs to be saved.
Something, it could have something to do with that
dream. I think it's the health. I think it's the health issues, the hearing loss and the tinnitus. I think it's, yeah.
Well, see, that's why
I'm trying to figure out how,
And that's why, you know,
when I
find the right person to help you, maybe that's what it is, you know, because,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Let's face it, nowadays in the health world and a lot of stuff, they don't come flocking to you to help you. You got to get referrals, a lot of times insurance, and you might have to go to multiple specialists because that one person wasn't the one. You don't know, right? You don't know.
Yeah, you're right.
And I guess, like I say, once we see one person, they say, I can't help you. They're basically saying, well, maybe you need to go see another person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sometimes I get very discouraged if I go see an actual, this guy's a specialist, and he goes, ah, you're screwed. I'm like, no, I'm all down in despair. I don't even feel like going to see anybody else.
I don't
else.
Think they do that.
In the professional way of saying that, it's like, well, you know, they say it a real nice way.
Yeah.
You know. All right. Anyway, well, thank you so much. And I want to give another international shout out to Dawn from the UK.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely, hon. And I'm happy to always to hear from you.
Why, certainly.
And who are we? Yes. We are going to who?
I gave an international shout-out to Dawn from the UK. She heard it because on Facebook. Remember, blog and Facebook.
All right. Yeah. And have a wonderful weekend. If you want to look at some more things tomorrow, we will be on the air, as usual, on Saturday night. Okay? So take care. Hugs
yes, indeed. Take care. All righty, then. We are going to go to... Always got a nice little rhyme to it. Area code 443 in Tennessee. 443. Welcome.
Hey, Tennessee. Let's go to
it's Maryland.
Oh, it's Maryland.
Am I smoking dope? I am.
Yep.
Apparently, somebody slipped me some drugs because even the internet said right there.
Yes, but Jim, you're getting old.
I think the antibiotics are going to my head.
Yeah.
All right, Maryland, welcome.
Hi.
What the hell was I thinking?
We know who you are. This is Suzanne.
Yes. Oh, I was fortunate.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm just calling for a check-in. I kind of feel like I'm kind of standing still, a little stuck, just wondering what you see.
Yeah. At work, we call it spinning our wheels.
Do you?
Yep. When we're trying to, we have a job going on, and we're just spinning our wheels. We're not solving things. We're not fixing things. We're not getting things going. We're spinning our wheels.
Okay, well, let's hope, first of all, you don't spin your wheel, Suzanne, and catch that horrid virus that's going around.
Well, yeah, I guess somebody from the people in the UK said it's over there, too.
Oh, man, and it's
evil. Well,
and
that makes
evil.
Sense. So much international travel.
No, it isn't registering on the test for COVID, but my doctor did feel it was one of the new strains.
Assume because of the tenacity and the speed at which it, like, ramped right up instantly, boom, death.
I mean, we were limping.
Not physically, but limping as far as trying to just conduct everyday
life.
Yeah,
I had something like that a couple of weeks ago. It may have been what I had.
Probably. I was like the nasty culprit.
Jim's physician is saying that when people have been COVID-free for at least 3 months, they should go get the booster.
30 days. 3 months? Yeah, there's a booster if you've already had the other two shots and a booster. There's a new booster that addresses those two big strains.
The new one?
Omicron and the Delta variant. Wow. Yeah.
Well, Suzanne, what are we looking for today in your car?
Yeah, back to you. She said general, but is there something
Anything
you care about?
Specific? No, nothing really specific. Just am I still on the right path? I'm trying not to be at all... anxious or, you know, upset that I'm not feel like I'm moving faster. I figure it'll happen in time, and I just want verification that I'm right, what I'm thinking.
Okay,
all right. And this was concerning, I was typing stuff concerning what her path, of which path, her spiritual path, or...
To a new...
Right, yes.
Yeah,
okay.
She had a calling on her life.
Okay, well, good.
To help others. And...
Absolutely, understood. Yeah, that's... I would be very interested in that path myself, too, because that's probably not a nice smoothly paved path.
No, and it is. It's
well lit, you know?
Yeah, and it's filled with a lot of...
Let's get all metamorphical here. A lot of pot
right.
Twists and turns in the dark. All right.
Well, boy, your cards have like a sense of get up and go attached to them. And maybe some of this will motivate you to feel like you're moving further ahead than you think you are. Okay, first of all, there is coming in the future, you will be relocating your home to another place. And you know, it may not even be in this country. It could be in the UK or, well, just remember, those folks over there in Eastern Europe, right, where
UK is pretty west of Europe, as you can
see. England, yeah.
England is pretty west.
Well, we have to remember that those folks over there are far more advanced philosophically,
right,
psychologically, spiritually, than we are. We're still relying a lot
Except for our Native American brethren here, which we have ignored for hundreds of years, that know all about but, you know, we poo-pooed them for years.
Yeah, and they'll probably come to
Well, they're starting to already.
Yeah.
They already have been, now that people are, like, realizing, hey, you guys are the experts here.
I feel this is a place you're going to visit, likely on a tour. You know, I do feel you're going to be going on, like being a headliner on a group with a group of speakers. And you'll visit this absolutely awesome place. And you will feel so enmeshed in the culture and how they are treating healing that I see that you'll eventually want to relocate there. And much happiness will be found there for sure. Now you've got, when I ask, I pose to the cards, pretty much along what you had said. But I'm seeing a roadblock here coming in form of anger and resentment. Now, if that could maybe not getting enough support, say, from family members as you go forward, or maybe friends will be, you know how people are. They don't have a dream or they don't have a life purpose.
Sure.
What are they going to do? They're going to knock yours down.
Yeah, right. Or you can meet people that are possible colleagues, but they won't like, hey, you just came up in this world. You're trying to move ahead of me.
Yes.
Who are you?
Yeah. There is a lot of competitiveness.
Professional jealousy.
Absolutely.
And it is what it is.
Yeah.
That's everyone.
And that's when you know you're doing well.
Yeah, if people are pissed off and jealous, it's like, okay, I'm on the right track.
So the cards, your message in the cards is just be patient and watch as your future develops, okay? I'm hearing the old saying, Rome wasn't built in a day and neither is your, your future life as you're going to be living it. You are going to definitely team up with a couple of ladies here that share the same vision that you do. And this, so we're projecting forward for you. I'm hoping it will inspire you and not feel, you know, because I'm going through some of that myself where I could be doing more than I'm doing. Getting ill, this illness in particular, it seems to steal your, what do you want to call it, Jim? Because I know you were like, too.
My whole life, especially as a child, and then there are some other points, I was very prone to get pneumonia, and bronchitis is very similar. And if you get up, like having dogs, if I got up and fed my dogs, I felt like I just did like a full day's work and I have to go lay down just to do a simple little task. It zaps you. It just, I got to get up, and I'm going to put the dishes away and use the bathroom. Oh, my God, I got to go lay down.
Yeah, go lay down.
I need an hour and a half nap minimum.
Now, one thing I want to mention to you, and I've seen this before, because you are a really awesome lady and very awesome looking, and you are going to naturally, in your future work, you're going to attract the attention of men. And I hope that your husband is one of those very, what's the word, like self-aware, self-confident kind of men that would know it's due to the feeling that you're able to share. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like, you know how sometimes you can feel really attached to a doctor. Like every time I had a baby, I felt like there was no man in the world, like my obstetrician. And,
it's like
a hero worship.
Women are weird. I knew, I had a girlfriend that said, was going to college. He goes, I typically get a crush on at least one of my college professors.
Oh,
sure. Kind of decent person. Look at it. What do you mean you get it? You just get a crush and you accept it.
It's like a hero worship. But what the hell's wrong with you women? Oh, my gosh. Should I hit him over the head now, or should I wait till later?
And then what's funny is I hear somebody that's 30-some years old saying, I get a crush. Crush? Really? I thought that was when you were 11.
It's over their intelligence.
I get a crush on them.
And their, you know, their sense of, like, superiority.
It's like I almost want to tell the guy, hey, that chick's got a crush on you. You can just drop your pants and you're good to go, buddy.
Jim's got a wild hair up his butt tonight. Must be the moon.
Yeah.
All right.
I wonder what the moon phases are.
Anyway, I don't know. But anyway, I want to tell you, everything looks very, like, progressive for you. And the destiny is not changing for you. And it's building off into, on the horizon for you. So, got to be patient. We all hate that word. And watch and see. Every little lesson right now is taking you on the path of both learning and experience. So
perfect.
Yeah, I agree. And we were talking the other night on the show with people that called in that there's a great meme that's been passed around on Facebook saying something to the effect of, if you ask God for strength, he's going to give you experiences that will develop your strength. He's not going to say, here, take this pill. It's full of strength for you. You know, it's definitely feeds your experience. And for wisdom, he will bring individuals into your life that you can learn from. So,
Cool.
I feel like you've got great cards here, and those two women just are not going away. They're going to want to
connect. Thank you.
You are so welcome. All right.
Stand by for your RoboCard reading. Subject, you are talented and effing amazing.
Yes, you are.
The world needs your power. Use your voice. Just don't use it for dumb stuff.
I like that.
I love that.
RoboCard.
That's great, too.
Rebel.
Yeah.
All right,
thank
you.
Thank you so much, Susan, from Maryland/Tennessee.
Yes.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right.
Sounded like she was driving.
It sounded definitely like she was driving or on an airplane, but probably driving. To defend my stupidity, her area code is one little digit off of Tennessee.
Jim, we're going to let you be human.
All right, here we go. We have a Facebooker that has typed the question in.
Okay.
Kiki. From Maryland. And I believe, Kiki, you are a she, but, you know, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm always wrong, so that won't bother me. She wants to know if her girlfriend has cheated on her because she has a gut feeling, but she says no. That's a pretty damn good question.
Wow.
And that's a good one to ask, is it not?
It is. And I'll tell you, these cards are very sharp when it comes to matters of the heart.
Sure.
Because emotion is such a strong energy.
Right. And at the very end, it's a good, I don't remember Kiki being a... somebody asked the question before. That's a very precise question for a first-time person. And that's what we like.
And her gut is telling her that her girlfriend is cheating.
Yeah, and she actually asked her and said no. Nope. She's also from the land of Maryland. We just talked to our other caller.
Yes, and look at, if any of you watch that, what's that, Cheaters?
Cheaters,
yes. The first thing they say when they're confronted, I'm not cheating.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't matter. They could have... video on a big screen evidence. I've heard the one guy say, that's a lookalike. It's like, really? And then it's like, come on. The guy's like, I got a team of private detectives. He's like, that ain't me. And he goes like, well, that's your license plate that we also got. And then the guy's like, do that stuff on bus. It's like, come on,
if you're
really?
Busted, you're busted.
Yeah, now you just make yourself look like more of an idiot when that happens. But maybe you're an idiot.
Laying out your cards.
Maybe you're an idiot when you cheat. Maybe if you cheat, okay, once we understand things happen. But if you're a cheater, you got to analyze your life. If you're not meant to be with one person, then you got to not.
I agree. And you know
screw
what?
Screw the other person over and tell them.
Respect for them.
That's the thing.
My God, they deserve to be happy too. If you aren't in love with your partner anymore, you know, grow a pair and tell them.
And even if you are sneaking around, if they actually confront you, okay.
The jig is up.
But no, when you continue to lie, now you're just really despicable. All right, Deb, what do you got?
All right, what I've got for you, Kiki.
And let us know, Kiki. You can type away if you got any more info or stuff. Just type it away.
I think that your girlfriend has grown to become dissatisfied.
It happens, all right.
There's issues here that I'm seeing concerning money or like income, assets, but that card is a card that generally means finance.
And this
money.
Is your first time reading. Yeah. You gave us good info, but still, you know, you got to take things here a little bit.
And there's also a card that indicates a journey. This can be somebody that's at a distance and generally does. So those things are intertwined with your question. And I think we should look at this one card here as meaning sneaky. And it's right up against the card that it is like the question determinator. So I would say that this girlfriend, what, is she saying more?
I inferred a lot of stuff. Looking at her profile, there's marriage. It's marriage.
They're married?
Yeah. Looking at the profile. And stand by, Ashley. Okay, no, go ahead.
Well, there is marriage. That Ace of Diamonds is connected to the relationship.
Right.
And the Six of Spades is a card of sneakiness. So in asking your question, I would say the two of you need to have a good sit down and talk. And if there are things that are not satisfying her, she needs to speak up. I mean, not everything runs like a smooth ribbon of silk. I don't know any marriage that doesn't have its ups and downs and conflicts and whatever, but as long as you're pulling together rather than pulling apart.
Well, they always say, you know, if look at the Hollywood perfect marriages. Look how they all end in disaster. If you're together and you're fighting to struggle to pay bills,
look at
either
Brady
makes or breaks you. Oh, right. Yeah. What would that
mean? They were building a house.
Who didn't see that coming, though?
Oh, did you?
Everybody did. Because basically they're Hollywood. 99% of the Hollywood marriages, their life is so perfect and they never have conflicts. And then when they do, they just break up.
Well,
right?
I will tell you, right, and I will tell you, Kiki, if, and I'm just saying if, you and she do happen to break up, it's going to be the mistake of her life. Because nobody, and this is something you could tell her, nobody is going to love her the way you do. Those are big words. She might scoff. You know, how people get, they start wearing cement overcoats when things are going badly. But I'll tell you what, I feel that you deserve nothing but the best. And if she can't be woman enough to meet her commitment to you, then let me assure you, you will not be alone.
No, and you know, it's funny because there are two types of people. There are some people that are paranoid and think the whole world's always out to get them. And there's people that aren't so, and they can actually trust. Some people can't trust their gut.
Yeah.
I've known many women that cannot trust their gut, but there's some that probably
they
don't
want to.
The fact that somebody's on here asking, she probably can trust her
gut. I'm probably confirming what you've been worrying about.
If you come on and type your question in for people to read, you're probably 90 or whatever percentage in your mind convinced. You just want a little backup.
And I do see a lot of pain around you. So this is not something that you are easily coping with. So just know, though, that there's, it takes two, and you can't do all the work. And people say, well, it's got to be 50-50. I think it's got to be 100 and 100. You know, you're either all in or you're not. So you've asked such an important question. And people out there, if you get that worry, and I'm not talking about the anxiety that comes from a previous relationship that caused you trauma, you know, where you're worried, gee, I don't know, can I trust this guy or
this
girl?
Yeah, the scar tissue, basically,
Of what happened in the past. But if this is standing free, you know, there was enough love there for the two of you to marry each other, there should be enough there to work it out without finding your way into somebody else's arms.
Right. And that just, it's a rubble card.
Yeah.
Remember, there's no sugar or anything. I pulled the card. It was the first one after shuffling, and I pulled it. I'm going with it. Subject is time to let go. Move the F on. Now, that's a rebel card. You got to take that and decide if what that means to you and your gut and your situation.
Personally,
but
I think it means let go of the suspicion and find out for
sure,
real.
Sure, it could mean not the big picture. Yeah. It might not mean the big picture.
Just, you know, stop this ridiculous dance that's going on.
It might be either you come clean or then we are done. And there's no, you can't even talk about it if you don't come clean. All right. Thank
all
you very
right,
much,
well,
Kiki,
good luck
and
to you.
We
remember, we'll be here. We're here almost every night.
We feel for you.
Yeah, I really do, because this is like torment to do to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And that somebody deserves to be loved.
Sure.
Yeah.
And Kiki, I know this, I would probably do the same thing. I'd be a chicken shit, dude. Not that you're a chicken shit, but you're from Maryland, and we do like multiple shows. Obviously, you follow us on Facebook, follow us. We go live all the time. We post before we go live. We would recommend you call in.
Just remember, this woman will regret it for the rest of her life.
Yeah, and we recommend you call in only because very rarely do we actually able to take these types of readings where people type in. Usually we got messenger folks lined up and phone calls lined up.
Yeah, so you were meant to get
We got our show started really late Friday, and people make plans on Friday, so that's probably why. But anyway, we have a caller, and Ashley... We got the caller and Ashley. I think that'll probably wrap us. Let's go to the caller.
Caller.
We have multiple callers, and one of them could be here. But anyway, let's go to this one. We're going to 347, New York. 347, bring it on.
Hello, New York. What's your first name, please?
Hi.
Hi,
this is Tanika, originally from New York. Hi.
You are like our mascot for the show. Yes, you are.
And not in a bad
you.
Way.
No.
Sometimes mascots are like, what are you talking about?
No.
Right, yeah, I know.
No.
She's adorable.
Word up on that, dog.
What's happening when you're to the world?
Well, two things. So.
Yes?
I told you.
Losing you.
You are in some kind of a bad cell phone location place. You're cutting out hard to me.
Okay, let me get you on a better look. Let me get you on a better reception. Jason.
Yeah, move someplace better, please. Thank you very much.
Alrighty. Let me just get you in a better place.
Sounds better already, actually.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
We can indeed.
Just tell us.
Okay, hold on.
What's happening?
Hold on 1 second, woman. I'm just going to go outside for 1 second.
Okay.
You got to
open the door when I come back in, okay? So I'm just stepping outside so I could talk to you guys. So what I was saying was two things. So I haven't heard from him ever since, you know, I tried to tell him through WhatsApp when he wrote me, like, flirty messages and told me I was killing the mood when I was trying to tell him, you know, I don't just want an F buddy. Like, I want someone, I want to get to know you for more than that. And when I told him that, he told me, oh, well, you're on your own because you just killed the mood. I'm like, wow, I killed the mood because I'm trying to tell you that I want you for more than sex. So
you know
that was
killed?
Bad. He hasn't said me.
You nailed it on the head. He didn't like that. You
nailed
didn't
it.
Try to blame you for killing the mood. The problem was he was like,
I know.
Damn, got me. That's what that was. Anyway, go ahead.
No, I think that's...
I was trying to be respectful. He could only have felt I was basically trying to be respectful to him because I wouldn't have contacted him all these years. Even though we hooked up once, he's a respectful, nice person inside. So I don't want to just use him for that. Plus, I'm not just looking for that. So I was trying to convey that to him, and he told me I was killing the mood. I know he's got to feel stupid by now for saying that, but he just doesn't want to say anything. So he hasn't said anything. I'm wondering if you guys think I should say something first and try to come straight with
you
him. Like, listen, you know, or should I not even contact him? Because he just played himself just by saying that just now. And then also there's like a job thing I wanted to ask you about after that. But like, I don't even know if I should reach out to him again and be like, listen, you know, I'm trying to be respectful of you because I think more of you than just your penis.
The cards are going down. Now, here's what I see that went down, is that you hit the nail on the head. And he got caught off guard, like, damn, how did she know that that's what I wanted, was the F-buddy thing. And then he goes, well, it's all your fault because you killed the moon. It's like, oh, no. You caught him off guard. He didn't know what to say. And I'm not a card reader. I personally, knowing how guys are, because I've been one, well, I still am, but I have been one of those guys in the younger days, I would not initiate any contact. But Deb will tell you really what matters.
Yeah. First of all, it's got to be a decision you make.
Always. Everything does. That's just.
Did you happen to hear Jim and I were discussing a topic when the show first started? You might not have heard it. You may want to find a copy of this and listen to it. It was about, can you make somebody love you the way you want them to? And about the amount of potential that has to be involved.
Yeah, I think once the show's over, I don't know how long it takes, but you can pull off the shows on Blog Talk and listen. You could probably listen to the intro we talked about.
And it's
subject.
Right at the beginning. Because
I will. That's the only reason I keep asking about him, because I'm like, I feel like he has potential, but am I wrong? You know, am I being just...
Yeah, you definitely want to listen to the beginning of the show. We talked all about that word potential.
Yeah, you need to listen to that because... If the potential does not exist, I'm going to say both psychically, but also emotionally, where he's at, you can keep doing this. Keep contacting him if you like.
Yeah.
But this right now is doomed. He's not in that. He's for lack of better words, can I just say it? Right now, he is, Jim, you're going to relate to this. He's a professional pussy hound. Hello.
Yeah, he's a coon hound.
Yeah, he's just going to
choose. Not a, you know, and I say that because Southern people like coon hounds.
Oh.
No, he's a poon hound.
Yeah, well, I think it's just.
Well, that's why I said that right away. That's why he reacted the way he did, because she nailed it, and he couldn't believe she nailed it.
He knows you want more than that.
And she nailed it, though.
But
caught him.
Here's where I have some, a sheer shred of respect for him. He could have used you like you were a secondhand piano for sex.
Right.
Because of course I love you, but you know, let's first just spend a lot of time.
It's working.
It's going through the other one. Yeah, there it is.
Well,
he could have jerked her around like Charlie Sheen.
Well, time out, Tex. He might not be done jerking her around yet. They just had this thing recently, and he might come back and still play another angle yet.
Well, and so I think Tamika needs to decide if she wants to continue this conversation with him, even though it really might break your heart, or do you want to just pick yourself up and move on smartly?
Yeah, and you got to listen to the beginning of the show with that potential thing. Potential is what you consider potential. Nobody else may see the potential, so you got to think about that, especially that person. Anyway.
So, yes, I just want to say to you, he's in a place right now where he's got to come to miss you. And I don't see that. Maybe around the holidays he might miss you because of how emotionally charged it is. Yes, Jim?
I'm raising my hand.
I see.
He may also miss you when his physical needs are not being met by another person.
Yeah.
If he's a poon hound.
And you know, and he's so ridiculous for being that way because he hasn't gotten that from me. We hooked up once in 2016, and we worked together. That's how I got to know him. We got to know each other, and I got to see how much of a respectful guy he is. And he knows I'm a respectful girl. So it's like, for him to be acting like this right now, he knows better. He knows me, and he knows that we, you know, for him to be treating me like just some hookup chick to hit up through the phone, that's not like, should I even call him and be like, come clean, like, come on. Really, dude? Like, you're acting like this? You know me already, and I know you. Like, you know, I don't just think of you as, like, some hookup guy. Like, I respect you. I think you're a great person and a friend. But
yes,
if you say that, then...
I agree with what you're saying, but I can give you insight into the mind of a poon hound.
Yeah.
You, once you, if a poon hound gets a hookup, now they're like, I want that more. And when they become more challenging, that makes them more really want to get on that hookup, because it's like part of, hey, I get my poon hound hookup, so why is this one pushing me away? I got to pursue that.
So she's enticing him.
Well, she's being more of a challenge, and he says, I will conquer this challenge no matter what.
Wow.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, I went through a phase in my 30s. It is what it is. I'm not that person anymore, but I was that person in the 30s.
You were a horrible slut.
I was that person in the 30s. I will tell you that.
He was.
I was that person, and that's why I say, you know, I'm not speaking. I'm speaking from being that guy, all right?
So,
Jim is such a catch.
Yeah, well.
I'm just saying, you know, in the perfect world, guys go through those phases when they're young, 18, 19, 20, before they get in a meaningful relationship. I did not. I did it at the wrong time. When you're in your 30s and you're meeting women that don't want that crap anymore.
No, they
want
to get married and have kids.
Yeah, they don't want to be 18 and 19 year old women in college just having flings. So it is what it is. What do you got there, Deb?
He's trying to come at me in a sexual way. I'm trying to come at him you know, I want you for that. I want that from you. Of course, I find you attractive, but I don't only want you for that. I'm trying to show you that I respect you. Like, and you're telling me I'm killing the mood?
Yep.
You guys are stupid.
Women that I give, and men too,
I've given
readings to that are actually involved in an affair with someone. And I'm not saying this is an affair, but I'm trying to make some kind of parallel here. They look to me and say, what should I do? My instinct is, after all these years, to tell these women, as I'm going to tell you, see this through to a point of completion, or you are going to walk away and wonder for the rest of your life what might have been, what could have been, what should have been, and you'll drag this heavy piece of Samsonite luggage behind you, baggage. So I say, if you've got the urge to contact him, contact him.
Contact him for the right reason.
Which is
bringing the cards on the table. Not like, oh, you can come over anytime you want and we can cuddle and then you can disappear again. No, 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 no.
Yeah, you got to be careful, because there's another term here, fuckstruck. You don't want to become that, because he will just take advantage of that fuckstruck.
That's part of the poon hound.
Yeah, it is.
Women view that intimacy as, oh, now he's coming along finally. Now he's going to be that guy. No.
Go ahead,
That's why I'm afraid to participate in that, because I fall very easily. So I'm trying to, like, protect myself, because I've been burnt so many times. And so he's seeing other women, right? Like, is that what you see?
Well, I do. I think that's a foregone conclusion.
I don't know if she sees it, but like I said,
Well,
How old is this person?
His job. His birthday's coming up the same as Frank's. Only he's older than, he's younger than Frank. So his birthday's October 28th, and he's born in 85. Frank is born in 76.
He's born in 85.
Oh, well, they're young.
Okay, I understand that, but he's in his 30s then, right?
Yeah.
I'm just throwing it. No, he's way older than that.
I don't know.
25, 22, he's in his 40s, right?
Yeah,
well,
I think
the old saying, you're only young once, but you can be immature.
Yeah,
forever.
You know, age is a thing. You're right. I shouldn't get hung up on the age thing. It is what it is. Hey, we got a...
really quickly. The license, you know, I'm here. I'm looking for work. One of the licenses I got was to become an adjuster. So my father right now is trying to convince me to go to this opportunity in Texas, which is very far from me. I don't know anyone in Texas. I'd be alone. I would be, like, staying in a hotel. I don't have a car. Don't know anyone in the area for possibly 30 to 60 days. And it's not much money. If I complete this, I wouldn't be coming home with like no more than $500 in my pocket. I'm worried as a female to go to Texas and just do this. And I know I need a new start and everything, and there's no opportunity that I see here, but I really don't know if I should do this. Like, do you see, what do you see if I go to this Texas?
I saw it. I see it in your cards as they were laid out. I really think you ought to take a chance on yourself. You know, you have got so much in the way of just natural skill and talent. And I know you've been hurt a lot and life has kind of kicked you in the gut a few times, but this could be a really new start for you. Really new start. Could help to get your mind off of this guy and you, with your family situation that you've shared with us. Why not do it? You know what? What is it they say? A stranger is only a stranger until you've met them. You know, you'll meet people. You'll make friends. I think you
know,
should
but I'll be a woman in a hotel by myself, like in Texas, in the middle of nowhere, like no car. That aspect is what I'm worried about. I'm wondering if I'm going to be in danger.
Well, you know what? I would love if you'd call me tomorrow night and we'll look more at this. Can you do that?
Yeah, we'll be here.
Okay.
All right. Okay. I would love to look at this more for you.
And that goes for everybody. Hey, you know, we have to limit our free readings, but you can call every single show. You can call every day of the week if we do one.
Yes, absolutely.
We have no problem. We welcome that. Yeah.
So we'll do that.
Absolutely.
I'm going to look and see how safe you'll be. We'll check it all out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, honey. Now, you have an okay evening. You want to contact him, I say go ahead and do it.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Rubble card reading. You are loved. You are here for a reason. Don't F it up.
Yeah.
So you are loved. But make sure you choose wisely, which is easier said than done. That's all I got to say.
I agree.
Easier said than done. It's easy for us whose heart is not part of the problem.
Well, right. She's got a big heart.
And she's got those emotions that we do not have. So good luck to you. That's all I can say.
Yeah, honey.
Please be cautious. There's nothing wrong with being cautious.
I'm trying.
Okay.
That's all you can do is try. That's all we can do as humans is try. Yep.
All right, we're going to look for you tomorrow night, okay?
Absolutely, we shall be here.
All right. Take care, honey.
All right, real quickly, next caller.
Ashley?
Well, we can sneak her in real quick after this. Let's go to Texas. The clock's ticking hard and fast. We got to be quickity-quick-quick.
Hello there, and to whom are we speaking?
Hello, this is Jasmine.
Jasmine.
Oh, hello there, Miss Jasmine. How are you doing?
Love it.
Doing good. Just was calling in for the checkup.
Okay. Are you sure you're doing good? You sound a little down.
Not too much. I just hope everything's on the up and up. Just checking on the status of us.
Okay.
No.
Uh-oh. What were you going to say? Well, you're going to have to get that fixed.
I would like to talk to Bill Gates, Microsoft Office. Anyway, you're doing a car. I let Ashley know that we might not get her. She's cool.
All right.
Yeah, she's cool. We'll be here tomorrow, Ashley, if you can. We recommend you call. I understand sometimes you can't call, you can't messenger, but that puts you at the back end of the list at all times because we have to take phone calls and messenger first. Anyway, go back to that.
All right, I got to give this to you, Jasmine. We know that your husband works away from you many miles between the two of you. You've got these beautiful children, and I can see that you are the mommy of the year when it comes to your babies. I want you, just because it's showing up, I want you to prepare yourself that your husband may not be able to get home as he's planned, all right? There's a man here that is going to be speaking to him. I'm assuming it's like a supervisor who is going to say, and I don't know when this, I don't think it's happened yet, but it's going to likely happen soon where he's going to say to your husband, hey, dude, sorry, but we've got to keep you here. We can't let you go. And it does seem to be like some sort of crisis. This is not a made-up thing. But be prepared,
sure,
because I'm seeing you taking this so hard that, you know, and I remember the days being a Navy wife, the ship, you know, is deployed. You get a phone call and they say, guess what? Our return date has changed. And you're like, oh, my God, not again. And I feel that you need to be prepared just in case. This can change. This can certainly change. But do be aware that it's in your cards, okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And now we'll keep giving you readings before your husband comes home, and it will likely pass out of your cards because you'll be prepared.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's, you know, we could spend like an hour just talking about these different things that are in the cards. It doesn't mean they're coming to kill you. They're just things that are potentials.
Good
or potentials. And knowing these things will just, like you said, could pass out when you get more readings.
And that's very possible. That's why I encourage people to get a lot of readings.
And that's why she does her own cards like 1,000 times a day.
I do, because things are fluctuating based on the decisions other people make. Now, this crisis may pass. You know, I don't know what kind of thing it could be, but it looks like they're going to need him there. Okay. And are you thinking of potentially moving to a different home in the future? Because one is featured here. You are?
Okay.
Well, it'll be a good move, and it'll be very nice when you guys get to that point.
Yeah, when you actually, you're at that point where you both agree, hey, let's do this, right?
Exactly. What is the age of your oldest daughter, Jasmine?
My daughter, she's 9.
Okay, I want you to pay very close attention to her. I think she's being bullied in school. And it's going, and if it hasn't happened yet, it's on the way. There's some meanness being directed at her that she may not even want to talk about because she feels so, like, ashamed.
So start talking about it now in advance. Maybe it hasn't happened yet. So, hey, you know, just start talking about it now.
Too many of these children, sadly and tragically, take their own lives when they feel, and I was bullied myself
when
I was 13.
It's a different era now. Kids are powder puffs.
It's a different day now, right.
We were raised tough and got beaten and all that stuff. Yes. Kids nowadays are powder puff and they can't handle that.
And it's either bullying from girls or bullying from boys, but it could also be a man. And we don't, you know, bullying
or something. Yeah, something even
could
worse.
Could be a molestation. So I'm sorry to put that in your lap, but
start having a conversation. You can do it just very mildly at first, you know.
Nobody has the right to touch.
Oh, there's different things that are going on in school. You should talk to, you know, just start out, and then if you keep talking, don't just jump right in and say, you must tell me everything, you know, or they're going to walk away.
Right, you can be prepared. Ease it in there.
Yeah, just start the conversations and make her feel comfortable. Hey, if somebody throws a piece of gum in your hair, you can tell me about it. You don't have to hide everything. It's cool.
Right, and it's important for you to have that dialogue, especially when it comes to an adult.
Well, that's the ultimate worst
case. I was much younger than her, and I had an uncle that molested me. But I didn't remember it until I was 40 years old.
The old oppressed memories.
But I didn't tell anybody either. I just knew his hot hands didn't belong where they were.
Yeah, no, that's probably was and still is very typical. 90, probably high percentage blow
out. I really feel it's your 9-year-old.
And if you address it immediately, it may never come to pass.
That's
right.
That's absolutely right. So I do have a meeting I have to get to.
Yeah, this is our last call, folks. We have somebody that jumped on later. We are sorry, but we do multiple shows.
Yeah, we'll be back
during the week, but before she goes.
Yeah, Jasmine.
Jasmine, I have your rebel card reading. Remember, these aren't little happy joys all the time. It says, get the F out of your head. Get in your heart. It misses you.
Oh.
Which...
Well, that could mean overthinking.
I think it means that she's a human being and a long ways away from her significant other and probably overthinks things.
Well, and it can become overwhelming.
And people sometimes don't trust their heart because you are humans and we have natural worries.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think you've told her that. We've had that a lot before. And thank you for calling, and keep calling back.
Yeah, we love hearing from you.
Yeah, we do. And your readings are getting better and better because of the rapport that is built up.
Yes, right.
The rapport. All right.
Everyone, we appreciate you.
Thank you so much. We will say good night to you.
Yes.
Good night. Y'all take care.
You take care, too.
And she can hear us. I just had to go to mute because we're going to start.
This show is over. Say goodbye.
Love you.